And joining us this morning, Pastor Josh Hester from Vision Ministries.
Howdy. Good morning.
Howdy.
How are you?
Here I get this big
hi-ho
set up for you. The Right Reverend, His High Holiness, His Grand Eminence, Right Reverend Pastor Josh Hester.
Howdy!
I could have said howdy, y'all.
Just like, howdy! Howdy! Thanks for having me! Oh.
Oh, good.
My goodness. Well, he's here, though.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
He's awake.
I'm alive.
That's right.
Ready to go.
Ready to give us the word, and that's what's important. So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God
awesome. Well, heart. Thank you very much. And this whole week we've been talking about gifts, seeing that this is kind of the season of gifts. And I know you guys have been tuning in, and the Three Wise Prize guys have been finding themselves into the studio and things. And so there are gifts that the Lord has for us, and He wants to give to us. And I've been reading out of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. I'm going to read that again for us this morning. It says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." The Bible talks about some different giftings. You can find those in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and also in Romans chapter 12. And we call them spiritual gifts. They're gifts that the Lord gives us, and He uses them for speaking. We've got wisdom, knowledge, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, encouragement, advocation. For serving, we have faith, healings, miraculous power, serving, teaching, giving, leadership, and mercy. And so the Lord wants to empower us supernaturally to do the things that He's called us to do. And so He gives us gifts for speaking and serving. He empowers us with these gifts. I kind of talked about how they're like power tools, how the Lord, they kind of make the job much easier. And then today, I just want to talk a little bit about how God uses these gifts to display His power and give proof about Him being real. In Acts chapter 14, verse 3, the Bible says, "Paul and Silas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of His grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders." One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, and this is something that I pray over myself. This is something that I pray. I pray that every preacher or pastor or leader or any person that's gifted in speaking, I pray that this would be their heart resolve. And this is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." So just having those words that God actually breathes on when we speak. I mean, there's something, you know, when you're just talking and having dialogue with somebody, and, you know, you can get into conversation. And then there's a difference when you're speaking to someone and the Lord is actually directing your words and like kind of like breathing on your words. And you can tell that He is in the midst, where it says He, you know, we're two or three together, and that He's actually helping to kind of direct the dialogue, because a lot of times maybe that has to do with the person they're in need of making a commitment to Christ, or perhaps they're in a place in their life where, man, they want to give up. And so the Lord just kind of, I don't know if you've ever had that sense where you're just like, man, I just like really feel like God was speaking through me. And so the Lord wants to do that. He wants to breathe on our words and breathe on us, so that when we're speaking, especially when we're speaking about Him, that it's not just fluff, it's not just religious jargon, but no, man, our words are empowered, so that when people hear that, it's like, wow, God's real. He's for me. I want to do this. I want to move forward. And so, you know, maybe you speak with a word of knowledge, you know, which is you having, you know, information about a situation supernaturally revealed to you, or maybe some information about the person that just kind of helps challenge them in maybe some of their direction or where they're going. Or perhaps maybe God empowers you with prophecy that you can declare God's truth and it pierces through hearts. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Calling things that are not as though they were." Or maybe He empowers you to serve. I mean, that's just something that I think is incredible, that one of the spiritual gifts that the Lord gives is serving. Because quite frankly, I think that there's a lot of us that serving is necessarily not our gifting. I could say personally, there's some people, man, they're natural. They just have natural servants. They love serving people. They're always having people over their house. And then there are other of us who have been called of the Lord. And I don't think maybe that serving is a natural gifting. So that's when it becomes a supernatural gifting, where the Lord empowers you to serve. And so I just think of the nature of Jesus. He did not come to be served. served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. So one of his is empowering us to serve, or maybe he wants to empower you to give. Perhaps you've lived your life selfishly all of your life, and then you commit your life to the Lord, and then something starts stirring in your heart about you actually wanting to release some of the things that God has given you, whether that's, you know, through financially, through serving, and you find yourself where you used to be selfish and self-centered. Now the Lord has empowered you. He's given you this supernatural gift to give, and, you know, he displays his power through you as a giver. And so that's just, I see some of these giftings, I'm like, wow, this is pretty amazing. You know, in James chapter 1, verse 27, you know, when we give to the Lord, you know, we're giving to him with an open hand, and it says that true religion, true is to look after orphans and widows and their distress, and to keep yourself from being spotted from the world. And so we live in this society that is pretty self-centered here in America. We've got all these different things that are just kind of self-consuming. And so for us to be challenged to give, and this is just what an incredible opportunity during this season to give. I love the fact that we live in a culture that does celebrate Christ and displays that celebration on a national level, and that we can use this season as an opportunity to be a giver. And so maybe this season you're blessed and you want to give to Yes FM. I'm going to put that plug in, because this is an incredible ministry to give to, and where would Salido be without this type of music and this type of encouragement that's going into our airwaves, that are encouraging our people all across Northwest Ohio. And so I just want to encourage you today. The Lord has gifts for us, supernaturally wants to empower us, and Paul says to earnestly seek after those things, earnestly covet those things. So, you know, dive into the Word, see what the Lord wants to empower you to do. You know, maybe even take a spiritual gift test. I remember taking those a few different times, and see where you're gifted, or ask the Lord for some of these things, because the Bible says that he distributes them as he desires, and then use those things to bless him and to bless people, because that's what it is. That's what it's about. Our life here on earth while we're still here is to bless Jesus, to be the best representation of him that we can possibly be, and man, to be hope and light and love in this world that is desperately in need of that. So, Tommy, I'm going to pray for our listeners today. And I'm going to pray that the Lord would supernaturally empower us to be those vessels that he's called us to be. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you again for this opportunity, God, to just, God, hear of your word, and what an amazing gift that is to us, God, your word. Thank you for your word. And God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, thank you that you empower us, God, to move forward, to walk, God, in obedience. God, that's what it is, God, the grace to walk in obedience to your word, the grace to walk in obedience, God, to you. So, Father, would you just supernaturally charge our words? Would you supernaturally charge our life, God, that we could be the best representation of Jesus, God, so that our lives would be, God, just, God, fully surrendered and yielded to you, God. And Lord, we thank you that, God, through all of that, God, that many people would come to know you because of you breathing, God, in and through our words. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we have in Jesus' name. God, would you bless our listeners, God, in their travels, God, in their jobs, in their school, and wherever they go. God, we thank you for you just, God, they sensing your nearness and your presence being with them. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Joshua Hester in with us this morning from Vision Ministries. Tell us about Vision Ministries.
Well, Vision Ministries is a church. We've been around here in the Northwest Ohio for about 12 years now, and so we have our central location, which is on South and Broadway in the historic South Toledo, where we've been serving the South Toledo community for about 12 years now, and we do that through various outreaches, Vision Kitchen, block parties, holiday giveaways. Like, for instance, you know, this Christmas we sponsor a bunch of kids and things like that, and so we do all kinds of things like that throughout the course of the year, just trying to love on some people. And then we have our second campus, which is out in Waterville. It's a small yet thriving, growing community, and so we've been meeting out there for about 2 years now, and so we've got two different locations where we're just trying to reach Northwest Ohio for the Lord and being a vessel like that. And so if you want to find out more information about our church, or you want to see our service times, or you just want to put a face to a voice, you can go ahead and check out our website at vision.today.
Excellent. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for being in this morning.
My pleasure. Howdy, howdy.